There was still just light enough for Rose to see Samuel's white-clad figure and his white face as he stood there swaying. She made no move to light the lamp. Now that German Central Africa was in arms against England, no one could tell when next they would be able to obtain oil or matches. They were cut off from all communication with the world save through hostile territory.
"I think, sister," said Samuel faintly, "that I shall retire now."
Rose did not help him to undress. They were brother and sister, and strictly brought up, and it would have been impossible to her, unless he had been quite incapable of helping himself. But she crept in the dark, after he was in bed, to see that his mosquito curtains were properly closed around him.
"Good night, sister," said Samuel. Even in that sweltering heat, his teeth were chattering.
She herself went back to her own room and lay on her string bed in a torment of heat, although she wore only her thin nightdress. Outside, she could hear the noise of the African night, the howling of the monkeys, the shriek of some beast of prey, and the bellow of crocodiles down by the river, with, as an accompaniment to it all, so familiar that she did not notice it, the continuous high-pitched whine of